The first name band I heard, I guess, was Basie.
Oh.
At the fair, 1939.
Oh, uh-huh.
The World Fair. And what a thrill that was. Of course, I'd been buying his records and listening to them. And what a kick to actually see these demigods playing. Then I saw Ellington second.
Did I hear you once say that Tricky Sam Natten was a big inspiration for you?
Oh, yeah, he is for all trombone players, I think. Yeah, he played that distinctive plunger sound. He had a small mute, which I guess was a trumpet mute, that he would put in the bell, and then the plunger, you all know what a plunger is.
Mm-hmm. Would, like a kitchen plunger, like a...
Yeah, that's right.
A plumber's appliance. Friend, yeah.
Yeah, this would fit tightly over the bell and completely enclose the little mute, whatever it was, the trumpet mute. And he got a distinctive, thin sound. Really could get a Vox Humana effect with it. He could talk with the thing. Other players can do that too, some of them, but they don't use the right straight mute, the little mute that fits inside.
So when did you first improvise?
Later on in high school, Dickie Wells was my big hero, and so I tried to get the same feeling that he got. And as always, even now, trying to hold the band together, trying to bring things together and do what I could to focus the direction of the band. That is to say, give little harmonic nudges here and there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to think about beyond straight expressive improvising.